Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege I have to be with you once again. I tell you, I love the Lord today. I love precious souls, and I just want God's word to go forth. I want His work to be done. I tell you, my will is to do His will. I tell you, He is above all, and I want to serve Him and love Him. And I tell you, just be faithful unto Him. I tell you, He loved me. He cared for me. I tell you, I had no hope. I was lost. I was hell bound. And He had mercy upon me, a sinner. I mean, even when I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. He loved me, even as a sinner. He didn't love my sin, but He loved me. And He loves you today, my friend. He don't love your sins, but He loves you. And He died for you. He knew you before you even entered your mother's womb. I tell you, He knows us all. He knows everything about us. There's no restraint. There's nothing hidden in the sight of God. He knows all things. His eyes, the Bible said, behold everything. He sees everything. In other words, He knows what's going on. He don't know no evil. And He don't go and do evil. I tell you, God is righteous and holy and just. He knows about all things is what I'm trying to say today. In other words, there's nothing hidden in His sight. No matter what we do and what we say, I tell you, nothing's hidden. I tell you, people do things behind closed doors and they think that God don't know, that God don't see. But God does see. He sees everything. He knows everything. And He's going to deal with every man according to what they understand, the knowledge they have. And I tell you, everyone that rejects the Son of God, everyone that does not believe this gospel today will die in sin and go to hell. I tell you, not because God sent you there. It's because you sent yourself there, because He's already paid the price for your sin. He already gave His Son to die for your sin. If you'll trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved. You can go to heaven. But I tell you, if you reject Him, you reject this gospel, you will not get to heaven. I tell you, you must come through the door. Jesus is the door. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you'll believe on Him, you can be saved. I tell you, that blood that He shed on Calvary's cross many years ago, I tell you, will wash away your sin and make you a new creature in Christ. Old things will pass away. Behold, all things will become new to you when you get saved. I tell you, that's a joy to be saved. I tell you, it's not something that we endure. It's not something that we just feel like we've got to do. I mean, what I mean by that is when you get saved, you want to do. You want to do the will of God. I tell you, you love the Lord. You love the will of God. You love souls. When He saved you, I tell you, He put that in you. He gave you a different nature. He gave you a different nature about yourself. You don't no longer have the dog's nature. You have a sheep's nature. You have a good nature. The Bible talks about that. A divine nature that God gives us once He saves our souls. Now, we still deal with our flesh and we still deal with this outward man. But I'll tell you, the Lord helps us, and He wants us to glorify Him by putting self down and putting Him first in our life. And I tell you today, I've been made a brand new creature in Christ. And I tell you, I love Him and I want to do His word, do His will, do His work. And I tell you, and I love His word. And His word today is powerful. I tell you, this word today will help you see yourself. It will, in other words, enlighten you. It will give you eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. The more you hear, the more you will understand. The Bible said, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so the word of God is what you got to hear to be saved. You got to hear it. I tell you, the Holy Spirit will take this word, and He will deal with your heart. And I tell you, He will show you your lost condition. He will let you see where you stand. And if you're honest about yourself and you confess your sins to God and you repent of your sins and you ask God to have mercy upon you, a sinner, and forgive you of all your sin, you got to come with a broken heart. That means you got to come sorrowful that you sin against God. You got to come knowing that you need a Savior. You got to come knowing there's no way that you can do this on your own. I tell you, you got to come and trust in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you come like that, the Bible said, with whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I tell you, you'll get saved as you bring your broken heart, your contrite spirit, and you ask God to have mercy upon you, a sinner, You're sorrowful that you sinned against God. You're sick of sin. You're sick of the world. You don't want to run after sin no longer. I tell you, you want to be born again. You want to be born of a new nature, a divine nature. God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You want to be saved. You got to come to Him like that. And I promise you, my friend, today, if you'll come to Him like that, I tell you, He'll do what He said He'll do. I tell you, He'll pull you up out of that pugmire of sin. He'll put your feet upon a solid rock, and that rock is Christ, and you'll never have to worry about dying and sin and going to hell, because He'll seal you with His Holy Spirit. I tell you, He'll give you life eternal. That's all that He gives. The Bible said, "My sheep, I give them eternal life, and they'll never perish, and neither is any man able to pluck them out of my hand." And then He went on to say, and Paul talked about, he said, "What shall or who shall separate us from the love of God?" I tell you that neither death nor life nor things present or the things to come or any other creatures able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Once we've been saved, I tell you, we belong to Him, and He loves us and He cares for us. And I tell you, He seals us with His Holy Spirit. How long does He seal us? The Bible tells us, unto the day of redemption, to the day that He takes us out of this world, until He takes us out, until our soul leaves our body. I tell you, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And once our soul leaves our body, the Bible said to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. There's no soul sleeping. There's no soul sleeping in the grave. I tell you, once you've been saved, I tell you, you belong to God. And when it's time to go home, you're going to go. It's going to be so quick. The Bible said if we're here, if we're alive and remain at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to get His church out, the taking away, the rapture of the church. The Bible said we which are alive and remain. The Bible said we're going to be caught up together with those that's already went to sleep. In other words, all those that's already died in Him. The bodies in the ground, and their spirits already went into heaven. The instant their soul left their body, they went straight to heaven. They went right into the presence of God. But there's going to be a bodily resurrection. It's going to come a time when the rapture is going to take place. And the Bible said, "We which alive remain shall not prevent them that are asleep." Thank God we're not going to prevent them. But the Bible said the dead in Christ is going to rise first. And then we which alive and remain shall be caught up together with Him in the air with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And I'm looking forward to that glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. One day He's coming, and when He comes, I'm going with Him. I'm not worried about being left behind. I'm not worried about dying. I'm not worried about where I'm going when I die. I'm not worried about it. I tell you, I know where I'm going when I die. I know I'm going to heaven because He's already paid the price for my sin. He's already quickened me and made me alive. I once was dead in trespasses and sin, but He quickened me and made me alive. And ever since that day, He put the Spirit of the living God in my soul. And thank God it cries, "Abba, Father," every day. And I know Him, and He knows me, and I know He's not going to leave me in this old wicked world. I know He's not going to cast me into hell, because I've already made my peace calling and election sure. I've already prayed. I've already been born again. I've already confessed my sins to Him. He's already redeemed me by His precious blood. And I tell you, the gates of hell can't prevail against it. I tell you, it can't shake it. I tell you, it can't break loose the blood. I tell you, the blood's a seal. It's upon my doorpost of my heart. And I tell you, the devil can't break it. He can't undo it. I tell you, what's already been done at Calvary, He can't undo it. I tell you what Jesus did in my life many, many years ago. When I was 8 years old, He saved my soul, made me a brand new creature in Christ. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. I tell you, He's been in me before a good while now, and I'm sure I'm thankful for that. And I tell you something, the devil can't undo it. He can't undo my salvation. Now he can cause me to sin. He can tempt me, and he can cause me to run after my flesh, and he can cause me to be a fool. And I can tell you, I can give place to the devil, and I can run and act like I've never been saved, but I'll never lose my salvation. I have no desire to do that. And I tell you something, but if I keep my eyes on the Lord, I know I won't sink. I know I won't be drowned by the things of this life. I tell you, as I live by faith, walk by faith, walking in the Spirit, trying to obey God. And I tell you, not trying to fulfill the lusts in this flesh, but I'm trying to please God. And I tell you, that's what the Bible tells us to do. What a joy it is to do that. What a joy it is to walk in the light of His Word. What a joy it is to serve God. I tell you, to love Him and to serve Him and for Him to love you and to care for you. I tell you, it's a wonderful relationship when you get saved. It's a relationship that you have with God Almighty when you get saved, when you turn over yourself to Him, when you cast yourself down at His precious feet and cry out as a sinner, God, have mercy on me, a sinner, and forgive me of all my sins. I've come and I've sinned and I've done wrong and I'm ashamed of myself. God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And if you really pray like that, I tell you, He's already waiting on you. He already knows where your heart is. He already knows where you stand. I tell you, God knows everything. And you just need to come and bring your broken heart and your contrite spirit. And the Bible said that's the sacrifice that He will not despise. That's what God requires. You got to bring what God requires. It's not your good works. It's not a water baptism. It's not just a confession. I tell you, but it's a sacrifice of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. You got to come knowing you need Him. You got to come knowing you've sinned. You got to come being sorrowful that you've sinned against an almighty God. And if you'll come to Him like that, that's what God requires. He's already paid the price. He's already gave His Son. His Son's already died for your sin. He's already died. He's already paid the price, you see. He's already died on the cross of Calvary. He already shed His blood. The atonement's already been made for your sin. I tell you, there's redemption in the blood of Jesus Christ. There's redemption. And you can have redemption today, my friend, if you'll come and plead for the blood of Jesus. I tell you, call upon Him. And the Bible says you shall be saved. You will be saved if you call upon Him the right way. If you come to God and tell Him that you're not such a bad person and you're a pretty good person and you've done well and you've really tried to honor Him and you've gave your money and you've been to church and you've done this and you've done that. God ain't looking for your good deeds and good want, things like that. The Bible said our righteousness is in filthy rags in the sight of God. We all got to come knowing that we're a sinner. We got to confess that to God. You got to be honest about yourself and come unto Him, because of being good don't get you to heaven. Trying to do good don't get you to heaven. You cannot be justified by anything, but the only thing that's going to justify you is the blood of Jesus Christ. It's already been shed, you see. You got to come. There's only one that was perfect. There's only one that was born into this world perfect. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is out of the bosom of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. He came, He got His body from His mother. His seed came from above. He wasn't born in sin like you and I were. He was born in righteousness. He was born holy and righteous. The Bible said, but He was God, but yet He became man. He became man that He might die the death for every man. You see, no one could take His life. He couldn't die. You know, the wages of sin is death. That's why we die. But see, Jesus died because He chose to die because of our sin. He bore our sins in His own body. He became sin. And so He died for our sin. But see, He went up Golgotha's hill and He laid down His life that we might have life and have it more abundantly. No one took it. He gave it. Why? Because He loved us. He went up because He loved us. He died. He came and left heaven because He loved us. And He loves the Father. And He came to do the will of the Father. And He did on the cross. He said, it is finished. It is finished. He gave up the ghost. You see, He gave up the ghost. He gave His life. No one took it. He gave up the ghost and He died. And the Bible said He went and tasted of it, death, hell, and the grave for all of us. And I'm thankful for that, to know that today. My time so quick and come and gone. I ask you to get down by yourself somewhere and earnestly pray. Don't let up till you know you're saved. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.